Good morning, brothers and sisters. I greet you all very warmly in the precious name of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ. Also this morning, we may again welcome all of you from near and far. For us, it's a great honor that you all have come to have fellowship with us, with the Lord, to hear the precious Word of God. And we rejoice also for all those who are joining us online worldwide. There are many thousands more than are here at this place by the video transmission, experiencing everything. Also them, we greet you and we wish you God's richest blessing. How will it be? That's how the song was. What no eye has seen, what didn't enter any man's heart, this God prepared for them who love him. And here we have to endure, to persevere, but very soon this wonderful day will come when we will see what we believed. Oh, how wonderful that will be. We are even touched from last night. It was so wonderful in the presence of the Lord, in the fellowship of the Spirit, to be reminded on that what the Lord has done for us. For the Lord's Supper is really something special, a remembrance to the suffering of Jesus Christ, a remembering to the high price which he paid for us. And this makes us grateful, makes us humble. Yes, it touches our hearts. Also this morning, we want to praise our Lord. We start with song number 22 from this little booklet. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Hymn number 22.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. Patiently Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling, O sinner, come home. Why should we tarry when Jesus is pleading, pleading for you and for me? Why should we linger and heed not his mercies, mercies for you and for me? Come home, come. Now fleeting, the moments are passing, passing from you and from me. Shadows are gathering, death beds are coming, coming for you and for me. Come home. Come home. is calling. Holy, O sinner, come home. Oh, for the wonderful love he has promised. Promised for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon. Pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Sinner, come home.
We also sing the wonderful song number 29. And then Brother Alfred Borg will read us the word for introduction. And Brother Schmidt will pray with us. Hymn number 29, A Wonderful Savior.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. And cover me there with hope. to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my soul in the depth of his love, and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand.
Amen. Thank you. Also, I would like to welcome all of you this morning in the name of the Lord, wishing you God's blessing. All of us, last night, we have been blessed so wonderfully. The Lord was in our midst. And also this morning, the wonderful songs which the choir has sung, and also which we sang together.
Oh,
wonderful Savior, my King and my Lord. Jesus Christ is our Savior, our King, our Lord. Here in this stanza we have sung, with oil of joy, you anointed my head. May it become a reality this morning that he really may anoint us with the oil of joy. Last night, we've heard, rejoice. We were called to rejoice in the Lord. And again I say, rejoice. Brothers and sisters, who in this world has reason to rejoice? Of course, only we. We recognize what the Lord has done great things for us. That he has sent his word. That he made us well. We are grateful for what he has done for us. And what he is still doing now, also this morning. And also, not only on us, but worldwide. Brother Helmut expressed it already. Brothers and sisters, here we are probably 1,000, maybe 1,200. But worldwide, we are many. Brothers and sisters are joining us. And when the Spirit works in us, then he works everywhere, wherever they hear the word of God and believe it. Is this not wonderful? In the last verse we have sung in the German, and when I'm raptured in the clouds of the sky, is this not our desire, our longing? Don't we say in us, on our deep inside, Lord, come soon? Brothers and sisters, what keeps us still on this earth, in this world? Don't we want to go rather today than tomorrow? Our Lord is, make us ready for it. Also this morning, speak to us through your word. Work in our midst. That what you promised for us. I read, before Brother Schmidt comes to pray with us, I read us a word from Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 from verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And then the wonderful words. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Praise and thanks. Can we rejoice about this? May it be manifested, brothers and sisters, that we have the whole fullness, possessing it, Paul writes in another place to the Ephesians, he writes, that we in Jesus Christ are blessed with every blessing, with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. We have been blessed. Brothers, sisters, we possess it. It's ours. Whatever God manifested in Jesus Christ, we possess it. And as Brother Branham always said it, everything that was in God, he laid into Jesus Christ. And everything that is in Christ Jesus, he laid into the church, into you and me. May it become a reality. May it become visible, manifested in our midst also this morning. Brothers and sisters, I'm grateful to God for every word. We could read on here, but may it be sufficient for us. And ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power. May the Lord bless us. Let us stand up for prayer. Great God, you alone are worthy to receive all the worship, all the praise, and all the glory. In Christ Jesus our Lord, in him and through him, we have the possession, the richness of all that what you prepared for your people, for your inheritance. We thank you, great God, that you are still the same. Your word has still the same power. Your spirit is still at work everywhere where your people are gathering, which receive your word, listening, and are doing it, whatever you say. Lord, we ask you also this morning, give us the grace, give each one of us an open heart, that whatever you have to say through your word, that we may be strengthened in the faith, nourish us, so that your name might be glorified. Bless us here at this place, each one of us, Lord, great and little, young and old, Lord. Give attentive hearts, give open hearts to receive what you have to say. But not only to us here, but everywhere. As it said, worldwide, there are people, Lord, souls whom you purchased, whom you redeemed through your precious blood you shed. Under the protection of your blood, we place this service. Bless from the riches of your grace. We ask it, Lord. And give all who didn't comprehend it yet, that they may comprehend it now, that they praise you together with us, Lord. Give the unity of the Spirit. Give everything for the glory of your name. But in the same way, we pray you, Lord, anoint the lips through which you will speak. We want to hear and want to follow you and obey you for the glory of your name. Amen. We remain standing. Brother Thomas, please come and sing with us two or three choruses. Let us be in the attitude of worship. Although we don't pray together, yet we let us open ourselves to receive the word. Please sing a couple of choruses. Let us sing chorus number 6. Sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul. Chorus number 6. Soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit
stand at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. Over my soul, sweep over my soul. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Number two, I love him, I love him.
I love him, I love him, because he first loved me and purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Number eight, only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible, for Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. All things are possible.
Amen. You may be seated. May the faithful God, everything what we heard already, what we have sung, may it become true in all of us. Jesus is here. And also this must be said, only the faith is the victory which has overcome the world. Even when our Lord walked this earth, it is written, because of their unbelief, he could not do many miracles. Faith is necessary also when the Lord is in our midst. And if you think on Hebrews 11, faith is the substance, a confidence, being fully convinced that what God promised in his word, that it must take place because God said it. Brothers and sisters, faith is not my or your effort. Faith is a gift from God. And the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Blessed and praised be the Lord, our God. We are just so grateful that we may believe, believing with all our hearts, as the Scripture has said. Now just briefly, the wishes of blessings which were given to us, also this morning, many phoned. And when I think about it, in Australia, New Zealand, 8 or 9 hours ahead of us, Edmonton, Canada, 8 hours behind us. The many time zones all over the earth. But our brothers are getting up at midnight or don't go to sleep at all to have part in the proclamation and to believe with all their hearts and to receive. Here we have greetings from Guantanamo, from Cuba, just very mighty that all can listen now, all can watch from Havana in Cuba, then from Abidjan, from Nairobi, from the DRC, from Brother Motika, from the church in Johannesburg, from Brother Daniel, from Romania, and once again from Brother Nyagi, Nairobi. All are overwhelmed. All are thanking the Lord for the precious word. Then from Brother Caleb, from Brother Kubengu, Brother Kumbenga, then from Kolwezi, the whole church there, from Bujimai, the whole church, 4,000 are gathered, and in Abidjan more than 4,000. They all have come together, renting a stadium to attend this meeting. May God bless them. Also, our brother Jean Lambert, may he bless him, who translates from the German into the French language. Brother Rashidi, Brother Leonardo, Brother Yapo, and again greetings from Goma, greetings once again from Goma, once again the Congo, from Brother Caleb, greetings from Abidjan, once again greetings from Brother Kalala, once again greetings from Kananga, greetings from Dakota, USA, and from Bukavu, Brother Chauffeur is greeting, and the family Parker and all who belong to it are sending greetings. Brother Ngonga is sending greetings, and all brothers who are gathered with him, and Brother Inodi is sending greetings, Brother Ezekiel is sending greetings, Brother Deo, Brother Paul from Nairobi sending greetings. Some I couldn't write down anymore. Brothers and sisters, we are truly grateful and we are convinced with all our hearts that we are not playing religion, but that we witness the last period of the time of grace personally, and we all see it in the fulfillment of Bible prophecy. And last night we heard a few words of Brother Tati. The last missionary trip was short, but it was very powerful and mighty. When the president of the country welcoming us, the president, and even asking that we may pray for him, not only thousands are coming together there to hear the word, when the whole country can watch the service, the meeting, what a grace God has given to us. And here, Brother Tati mentioned it last night. All who have come with the press media, they were asking, they have come to the front, and they said, please pray for us, lay hands on us. This was on the front page written with a question, Apocalypsis. It's the Greek word for revelation. Revelation means unveiling, and we have written about it. And then the title, who is this apostle, Ewald Frank, who has come to Abu Dhabi, or who have come into this city? And then even the question, who is this man of God? What task has he got? What was said to him on the 2nd of April 1962? Everything is written on the front page of the 2nd of April and of the commission which the Lord God has given to us by His grace. Yes. I have said, Lord, they will not hearken to me. They have everything in plenty. And what was the answer? The time comes when they will hear you, but not hearing me, but hearing the divine message which we carry. And also this we emphasized, brothers and sisters, here not a man is glorified. We are carriers of the Word, but our Lord is the Word which became flesh. He who was at the beginning is at the end, and He remains the same throughout all eternity. I'm just so overwhelmed of that, what my eyes have seen in the more than 50 years. It will be worthwhile to have carried the Word throughout all the nations. And when I have seen my brother in the choir from Germany, you all know our country was divided. Berlin was divided. And whoever drove from here to the east was not allowed to leave the highway. He had to remain on the highway. And whoever went to Czech Republic or Slovakia or Poland, he was only allowed to drive on this road. And what did Brother Frank do? He just went away. He took a turn and he made a visit in the city of Hoyerswerda, and the police was asking me, what are you doing here? And I said, I make a visit. And he wished me all things good. Brothers, sisters, we experienced everything. Also the time of the Iron Curtain, when it was closed. And the Lord said, when the doors will open and when the division will have an end, then the Lord will call out the bride from Eastern Europe. Didn't we say how they came in and how the building was filled? God calls out from all over the world. And today we will read still some scriptures which show us and which will touch our hearts that God truly, as He said to Abraham, Genesis 12, He said, in thee all kindreds of the earth shall be blessed. And as Paul in the book of Acts chapter 13, he could say, now we turn to the Gentiles, for thus God said it in the prophet Isaiah, I have made thee a light for the Gentiles. And let me say it here now already. If one takes the Old Testament, if one reads it, how the details are reported of the men of God who at that certain time were not alive at all. And when we think about it, how all the epistles in the New Testaments were written down. And what is it? Every subject was dealt with. And when we sang here the song of the rock, my eyes and my ears, everything came to one point. The Lord God said to Moses, I put you in the cleft of the rock and I will pass over you. My backside you will see, but my face you cannot see. And the Lord passed with his glory. He passed over him with his glory. And he was in the cleft of the rock. And God held his hand over him. And when we then read in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, the rock was Christ, who was accompanying the people of Israel, out of which the water came forth. And when we then read that the same Lord who manifested himself as the rock was in the cloud, in the pillar of fire he was with them, in the rock among them, in the pillar of cloud and in the pillar of fire above them. Brothers and sisters, who can say what I feel now? And this I wanted to say, actually. Although one reads the book of Revelation, just imagine John on the Isle of Patmos. And then the details, everything what he has seen, to write it down, and how the subjects are so detailed. And we're so grateful that the Almighty God has given us the grace to be in the same spirit, really, to tune in and to that what God revealed to his servants and prophets, that we could receive it and accept it. And in the same way we got it revealed, just as it was revealed to them by the Lord. I'm just so overwhelmed. We are still living in the days of the Bible. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is still walking amidst of the seven golden candlesticks. What makes me trouble is if one refers to Brother Branham and then has taken the teaching. For instance, Brother Branham said, at the return of Christ, no one will notice it, that he has come. And out of this, they made the doctrine that the Lord came 1963. And nobody noticed it. Absolutely false. No, when the Lord returns, then two will lie on one bed. One will be taken and the other one will be left. Two on the field. But the world will not notice it at all. But the believers will notice it, because the rapture is a divine fact. I cannot bear any interpretation. I feel bad, and I ask you all, in the name of Jesus Christ, to not listen and believe to any interpretation, but to believe as the Scripture has said. Today, a brother sits in our midst who returned from Jeffersonville, and on his iPhone, he showed me the records. It really tears your heart. it tears your heart. One museum after the other. The suit of Brother Branham, the shirt of Brother Branham, the shoes of Brother Branham, and what kind of things in the showrooms there. Such a shame, such an idol worship. God has sent his prophet to bring us back to the Word. Not that a cult is made out of him. No, to the Lord Almighty God be the thanks for it, that he has kept us with a clear mind, keeping us sober, and that we give alone to our God the glory with all our hearts. Let us say it with an honest and sincere heart. If God would not have sent his prophet with a message, then we could not have carried a message. But God has sent our beloved brother to reveal the whole plan of salvation and to bring us back to the beginning, to the original foundation which was laid by the apostles, where Jesus Christ himself is the chief cornerstone. Just so grateful that the elect cannot be deceived. The elect are not a mixture. The elect are the pure holy seed of God. And of this seed of God, it is written in Isaiah 53 and also in Psalms 22, and his seed shall serve him. If we are the divine seed, and this I believe with all my heart, also last night, we have heard it in the prayers, especially in the prayer of Brother Kukaczka, how overwhelmed we all are. Why? Because the Word of God is on the deep inside of our hearts, and it had an impact there, namely to accomplish what it was sent for. And as we repeated last night, we don't have to thank any prophet or any apostle, no, but we are grateful for all the prophets, for all the apostles, and I'm especially thankful for the ministry of Brother Branham. Can you imagine what it means for me? On the 15th of August, it were 61 years. It was also a Monday. After the first two meetings, I couldn't do otherwise but to get up early in the morning and to drive to the hotel called Three Linden. I just wanted to shake hands with Brother Branham. We were so overwhelmed of that, what we have seen, what we have heard. Really, it's a great difference whether one hears of that or what has happened, if one just hears of it, or if one witnessed it personally. And I thank the Lord God for every opportunity which I had to be there, to attend the meetings, and also to see the gift of discernment. Just imagine, the Lord showed him everything in visions, and that what was shown to him, he should speak it out. And the angel of the Lord stood at his right side, and Brother Branham said, as you hear that, what I say, so I hear that, what the angel says, and I pass it on under the direct leading and inspiration of the Holy Spirit. This man of God spoke that in the prayer line, what he heard and what he has seen in the vision, a perfect gift as the Lord had it when he walked this earth, to draw our attention to that what should follow as the message. And also that, Brother Branham said, in other cities, I cannot preach everything. And then came the instruction, don't make the trip to Switzerland, but return to Jeffersonville and store in the food. There, he preached everything what was revealed to him by God. He could preach openly and clearly what probably in other churches it would not have been possible in such a way. But we are grateful that the messenger has come and that we have heard the true, holy, precious gospel as the last message we can preach now. And as we said it many times, the first and the last sermon must agree. As we said it many times, the first and the last baptism must be the same. The first and the last Lord's Supper. Everything what the Lord has placed into the church at the beginning must be at the end manifested in the same way. And to this belong also the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, I don't know how often I have said it here or there, but still on the parking place, with Brother Branham, before getting into the car, it was just on my heart to ask him, will God also answer my prayers for the sick? And he just looked up and he said spontaneously, all who were called to preach the gospel, they are called to pray for the sick. And also you, on the parking place, before getting into the car, it was on my heart, ask whether you have the right to pray for the sick. Because I've seen how he was praying and how God answered and how he has blessed. Just very wonderful, brothers and sisters, that God made himself such efforts to answer us everything, to give us instructions, so that we can walk forward by faith, knowing in whom we believe and whom we believe. We believe our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, and we believe in every point as the Scripture says. Today, we will call upon some brothers, but now let me read some scriptures which shall help us all to receive by faith what we already heard and to be really be touched on our inside, so that we know that not a man, but the Lord God himself spoke through his word with us. Also, what we read in Colossians, what was it? Colossians chapter 2. Where did we read? Pardon? Colossians chapter 2, verse 9. Colossians 2, verse 9. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. He possessed the fullness in him, who is the head of all principality and power. Our Lord, after his resurrection, after he conquered death, hell and Satan, after he conquered everything, he could say, to me is given power over the power in heaven and earth. All the power. And what is written in Luke 4? The Spirit of God, of the Lord, is upon me to preach deliverance to the captives, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, that all who were enslaved, that they are liberated, and that they return to their original possession. The same Spirit of God is in our midst. We have been strengthened. I have been strengthened when I reminded the experience. Brother Bram said, everyone who is called to preach the gospel is also called to pray for the sick. Our Lord did both. He preached the word. He made the blind seeing. He made the lame walking. And the deaf could hear. When will the church, when will we come into this position that the presence of God can be manifested in such a way as God did it also at the beginning in the church? If it is written here, and ye possess the whole fullness in him who is the head of all principality, then one has to read also verse 15. And having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. From today on, we should not speak anymore of the power of the enemy, but we should speak of the divine power which was given to us by the redemption which was finished, which was accomplished on the cross of Calvary. And all who cannot help themselves, who need prayers, we want to pray with you and for you, that really all who feel that something is in their lives what is not correct, what is not in the way as God wants it to be it a bondage, whatever it might be, that we just bring it by faith before the throne of grace, that nobody really goes from this place as he came. Now, in verse 2, Colossians 2, verse 2, here it's written that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the knowledge of the mystery of God, to the full assurance and to all riches. He possessed the whole fullness in him. In Christ Jesus it dwelt bodily. And on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was poured out upon the blood-bought flock. so that the power of God, the life of Jesus Christ, can be manifested in the church and through the church by His grace. The church is not a dead statue. No, it's a living organism. We are members on the body of Jesus Christ. Past Sunday, Brother Eugen Danzeiser spoke to me, and he said he walked through the wine, through the vineyard, and he was thinking about things, and he thought about the much work in the vineyard, and the thought came to him that everything is just about the fruit at the end. All the work, the cutting of the branches, everything what is done on the vine is only done so that fruit comes forth, so that not the wild branches are nourished, no, so that the true branches are nourished. And what did our Lord say in John 15? I am the vine, and ye are the branches. Brothers and sisters, let us receive it by faith, the same divine life which was in the Savior is in the church. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And then every branch which brings forth fruit, this I will purge, so that it brings forth more fruit. May it happen today that the Lord will cut off all the wild branches, so that the life from the root comes into the vine, and so that we really bear fruit for the glory of our God. Now, what really makes me busy are the words from the book of Revelation. I just want to read three or four scriptures of it, of that, what will take place, and what John has seen on the Isle of Patmos. You all know, I know, I was on that Isle of Patmos. Some days I spent there. When was it? 1981. And I was asking God that the same Holy Spirit which came over John when he got it revealed, and the same Holy Spirit which was on Brother Branham when he spoke about the book of Revelation, that this Spirit may also come upon me, upon us, that we see everything the way and understand everything the way as He has written it down. And here, in Revelation, chapter 5, we read verse 9 and 10. And they sang a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Hallelujah. And today, all people, all tribes, from all tongues, all over the earth, they hear the holy, precious word of God. And we are ordained, if you believe, as written here, worthy are you. How often we sang it? Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. In what connection is it written? In the connection with the opening of the seven seals. And here the song of the 24 elders, which were playing on harps, and the four living creatures were also present. And in verse 10 it is written, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Amen. Brothers and sisters, in what kind of high stand God has called us. If you and I, if we look on ourselves, who are we? What are we? Nothing we have to bring, but we can say, everything, Lord, art thou. We didn't bring anything of ourselves. Everything you have given us by your grace. But here, before the throne of God, the four living creatures, the 24 elders, are playing on harps and are singing the new song, in which we all will tune in after the rapture. In Revelation 14, it is written, Revelation 14, from verse 3, Revelation 14, verse 3, and they sung as it were a new song before the throne and before the four living creatures and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Brothers and sisters, the redeemed multitude sings in heaven, and the song comes down, and no one can learn it except the 144,000 who then from the 12 tribes under the ministry of the two prophets will receive their sealing. And then they get the connection from heaven to earth. The connection will be established. In heaven, the multitude, which are playing on harps, and who are singing for the glory of God, and on the earth, those who will be added. Namely, when our time will be over, then the word goes to Jerusalem, and the two prophets will preach it, as already shown in the prophet Zechariah. Here the lampstand, and the two prophets next to the lampstand, namely, not within the time of grace for the church, but outside of the church. Zechariah chapter 4. But the Lord God has a plan of salvation with the church, and then also with his chosen people Israel. Now, in Revelation 15, we read of the overcomers. Brothers and sisters, I believe, being fully convinced, that all who believe now with all their hearts the message of God, and all who believe it, and all who know that it is the holy word of God, which has found fulfillment in our time, and that we have a direct connection in the plan of salvation of our God. And brothers and sisters, this period is more important than the period in which Brother Branham lived. Namely, now comes the decision. Now is the decision time whether we receive the divine message, which is only in the Word of God, or whether we deviate and are found in the various interpretations. Whoever is of God hears God's holy word. In Revelation 15, verse 2 and 3, it is written, "And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God in their hands." Hallelujah. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, "Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints." Firstly, the 24 elders, then the overcomers in heaven, and the song comes down, and then all on the sea of glass are shown. Brothers and sisters, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, this God prepared for them who love him. And let us say it time and again, whom God is merciful, him he reveals himself. Revelation of Jesus Christ, unveiling of Jesus Christ. Also the mystery of God was revealed to us. There's only one single eternal God. But this God revealed himself, and we all know, in the days of the apostles, not a single conversation took place about the Godhead. Not a single discussion took place about water baptism. Not one single discussion about the Lord's Supper. Not one single discussion took place about a Bible subject. All of them were taught by God and were led by the Spirit of God into all the truth. But what happened 250 years, 300 years later, when the philosophers came in with all their wisdom? They wanted to explain God. One doesn't have to go here into details. Oh, what they have said, what kind of things. And therefore, brothers and sisters, thanks be to the Almighty God. Until today, no discussion took place in us and with us what is written in the Bible or what the prophet has said. Not a single one. Why? Because we were led by the Spirit of God into the Word of God. And we just got, we received the understanding from God to understand everything the right way. This is what our Lord said. Exactly 40 parables our Lord set forth the kingdom of God in 40 parables. And then he asked, "Did you understand all this?" And he even said to the multitudes, "I will speak in parables, as written in Psalms, but you To you it is given to understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God. In the same way, it is today. And when we see how the men of God in the New Testament were led, just two or three examples. In the Old Testament, it speaks of the terrible day of the Lord, which will come. Yes, and in the New Testament, in the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 20, it speaks, Peter speaks of the glorious day, the notable day. And why? Both comes very close together. The glorious day for the true believers, the day of the resurrection, the day of transforming, translation, the day of the rapture, the glorious day on which we are all waiting for. But in the next moment, it is then the terrible day which will burn like an oven, and all the unbelievers will be like stubble. I'm just so overwhelmed how the Spirit of God was leading the apostles, how they could set forth both. And Paul speaks then of the day of Jesus Christ, to which we all have to be prepared. As written in Philippians, one could take all these precious scriptures, reading them and emphasizing them anew. But since the meeting in Zurich, two scriptures are really on my heart. They are really on my heart. 1 John, chapter 2. And here it is verse 28. 1 John, chapter 2. Verse 28. And brothers and sisters, actually one should stand up for it, asking God that this scripture has its impact in all of us. And that we, yes, the people are standing up, really. Let us also read from 1 John, chapter 2, verse 28. And now, not before that, not afterward, and now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming, at his appearing. Say it to your heart, beloved Lord, give me grace that at your return I will not be left behind, but I will be part of them. I will be part of them. As written here, that it doesn't turn out in no one of you that he is left behind. As we read it, at his return, that we are not ashamed before him. What will be with the foolish virgins? And in verse 29, it is written, if ye know that he is righteous, ye know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him, is begotten of him. And then the word from Hebrews, well known to all of us, Hebrews chapter 4, and here it is verse 1 and 2, Hebrews 4, verse 1 and 2, here we read the admonition, the precious word of God, Hebrews 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, lest any of us turns out to be left behind. That's how the German Bible says. Lord Almighty God, who you have given the commission, that the message which you have given to your prophet, the revealed word, we thank you that we may live now, hearing now, believing now, having part in it. And I pray that no one of them who are here today, all over the earth, who are listening, that they are left behind, but that all who believe God now, that they are part of it when the Lord returns to take his own home. I thank you for the promise. I go to prepare a place for you who you believe me, who you hear my words, you who are hearing the last message. I go to prepare a place for you, and I come again. Beloved Lord, I pray once again that the result of the divine message, the result of the proclamation in our time, will be the elect, the overcomers, bringing forth them, and that we together, when you return, that we will be changed, translated, and all who are risen will be raptured. I claim the blood-bought flock. I claim all who believe God now worldwide, and may it be manifested that all believe with all their hearts, receiving, accepting, and getting it revealed. And one more request, beloved Lord, that the fullness of the Godhead dwelt in our Savior. This we all know. Beloved Lord, let it now be manifested that you come to your right in your church, that the fullness of the Godhead might be manifested. We thank you with all our hearts, and especially may you, in all people's tongues and nations, may you bless our translators, bless them, may you bless everyone who believe now and who trust you and who know the promise will become true. You will come again to take us unto yourself. To you, beloved Lord and Savior, to you, your blood-bought flock, your spirit-baptized flock, your completed flock, may it be consecrated to you. This is the day which the Lord has made for us, a year of jubilee, a day of liberty. All who are bound, be set free by the power of God, in Jesus' holy name. All who are not yet saved, receive your salvation. Jesus Christ forgiveth all sins and all trespasses. Beloved Lord, thank you for your precious, revealed, holy word. Thank you for the sending of your servant and prophet in our time. Thank you that you have led it in such a way that we can carry the message into all the world, and that the calling out and preparation can take place. Bless us all in Jesus' holy name. Amen. You may be seated. Brothers and sisters, to the Lord, the Almighty God, be the thanks with all our hearts. We are really aware of it, to be in the presence of God. And I say once again, don't look on yourselves, don't look on the circumstances, don't look of what people are saying. Look unto the Lord, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the victor of Calvary. And as we read last night from Matthew 12, he will finish his work victoriously, and we may be part of it. We may have part of it. And only with him and in him we will and we will be part of the victors. Let it be emphasized once again. Our faith, the revelation of the word, our true faith in God and his word, our faith in our beloved Lord is the victory which has overcome the world. Last night, I've said it, of that what Martin Luther said, that he doesn't have to deal with the devil at all, only with God. And if there's a trespass, then we have a gracious God, a merciful God, who has said, who forgiveth thee all thy sins, who forgiveth all thy trespass, who made a perfect reconciliation and a perfect justification by faith. And with the Lord, we all will appear dressed in white linen. And now the question, how shall it happen? Just leave it up to the Lord. Paul has written it clearly in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 27, that our Lord will present himself a church before him without spot and without wrinkle. And that we are cleansed from every spot, that we put both realms under the rulership of the Lord, so that we don't live a double life, but that both are dedicated to the Lord, and so that God comes to his right with all of us. I am convinced of it, that the Lord will finish his work in our days. To him be the glory throughout all eternity. Amen. And now we call quickly our brothers. Here is our brother from Ottawa. Where is Brother Arben? Is Brother Arben in our midst? Just a short greeting. And then we will call Brother Cosme Bra.
Que Dieu vous bénisse. Nous vous saluons tous dans le nom du Seigneur Jésus-Christ.
We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We bring you the greetings from brothers and sisters from Montreal. We are very grateful to the Lord for the word of the hour, the revealed word. And we are also grateful for the ministry of our brother Frank. He is really the wise servant according to Matthew 24, verse 45. And we can testify that we are also witnesses, that this word is fulfilled today. God bless you. In the holy name of Jesus. Where is our brother Cosme Bra? I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our joy is very great because it is written, the words of God. Blessed are they who hear the sound of the trumpet. May the Lord be praised. The church in Cabinda are sending greetings to all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now when we speak, 1,500 are joining this service. It's a wonderful grace which we experience. We thank God from our side. May God bless you richly. Brother Cecil, please say us also a few words. Then we give you greetings. Where is Brother Cecil? Brother Chihuahua, just say a few words. We are grateful for all our brothers.
Yes, my brother.
God bless you, saints.
Yes.
Gott segne euch, ihr Heiligen.
Yes. It was indeed a privilege to be here.
Es war wieder ein Vorrecht, hier zu sein.
Yeah. To see the bride from all parts of the world.
Zu sehen, dass die Braut sich von allen Enden der Erde hier versammelt.
Yeah. To know that we are part.
Und zu wissen, dass wir Anteil haben.
Of the last move of the Holy Ghost.
An dem letzten Wirken des Heiligen Geistes.
Yeah. We require your prayers.
Wir bitten, dass ihr für uns betet.
Yeah. That the Lord will bring a unity.
Yes. Und der Herr wird die Einheit schaffen.
Among the saints.
Inmitten der Heiligen.
Yeah. Even in our region.
Auch in unserer Region.
Yeah. That we all.
Dass wir alle.
Shall be in unity.
Yeah. Vereint sein werden.
And we require every one of you to pray for us.
Yes. Und darum bitten wir und bitten euch, dass ihr darum betet.
Yeah. Also, we thank the Lord for our brother.
Wir danken dem Herrn auch für unseren Bruder.
That he has the strength.
Dass er ihm die Kraft gibt.
To still go from city to city.
Von Stadt zu Stadt zu gehen.
And from country to country.
Und von Land zu Land.
We pray for him.
Und wir beten auch für ihn.
That the Lord will give him strength.
Dass der Herr ihm weiter Kraft gibt.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Greetings to you, saints.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Auch ich grüße euch im Namen des Herrn Jesus Christus.
I am overwhelmed for an opportunity to come here.
Ich bin überwältigt, dass ich die Gelegenheit habe, hierher zu kommen.
Surely, I've seen with my own eyes.
Ich habe es jetzt mit meinen eigenen Augen gesehen.
I've heard with my own ears.
Und mit meinen eigenen Ohren gehört.
He that is sent of God.
Dass der, der von Gott gesandt ist,
speaks the word of God.
Das Wort Gottes predigt.
And they that are of God.
Und dass die, die von Gott sind,
hear the word of God.
Das Wort Gottes hören.
We are so privileged.
Und wir haben so ein Vorrecht.
Because of a sending.
Durch diese Sendung.
And a servant.
Und der Knecht.
Who is not only a servant.
Ist nicht nur ein Knecht.
But wise.
Oh, der Knecht ist auch klug.
We thank God for that. Thank
Und wir so danken Gott dafür.
God bless you.
Amen.
Noch ein Moment.
Brother John. One moment.
Come and say us a few words. Brother John. Und dann werden wir kurz etwas sagen. Ja, Brother John. Yes, amen.
We bring you greetings from Romania.
Wir überbringen euch die Grüße aus Rumänien.
And we understand today a very important word.
Und heute haben wir verstanden, ein ganz besonderes Wort, recht verstanden.
The blessing which was given to Abraham to come over the nations.
Yes.
Der Segen, der Abraham verheißen wurde, dass er auf die Nation kommen werde.
The nations must hear the promises.
The promise.
Dazu müssen die Nationen auch die Verheißung hören.
Amen.
And somebody has to speak the promises.
Und jemand muss das verkünden, die Verheißung verkünden.
So they hear,
dass sie hören
and receive the promises.
Und die Verheißung empfangen und den Segen, der damit verbunden ist.
We are thankful for this ministry.
Wir sind dankbar für diesen Dienst.
And we wish all the last ones.
Yes.
Und wir wünschen, dass die letzten
to be called,
herausgerufen werden.
Our Lord to come.
Yes.
Dass sie zum Herrn kommen.
And we to be with him forever and
und
ever.
Dass der Herr wiederkommen kann und wir mit ihm vereint in Ewigkeit zusammen sein können.
We pray for this next missionary trip of Brother Frank.
Und wir bitten auch für die nächste Missionsreise.
We are sure that all the world will be blessed.
Und wir glauben, dass die ganze Welt gesegnet wird.
Because everybody can hear.
Weil jeder hören kann.
May God bless you and be with you all.
Und möge Gott euch segnen und mit euch allen sein. Amen.
Thank you. Wir sind Gott wirklich von Herzen.
We are really grateful to God.
Und bitten darum,
and we pray
für die nächste Missionsreise in eure Gebete,
that you include us in your prayers for the next missionary trip. It will be a very difficult missionary trip. It goes to Johannesburg, to Cape Town, to Durban, to Port Elizabeth, to Pretoria, then it goes to Harare, and then it goes to Beira in Mozambique. And we just lay everything before the Lord. He knows also how old I am, and that in this age one is not anymore as one was young. But as we experienced it in the last meeting in Abuja, I had to sit down. But hundreds came past, and most of them knelt down and were consecrating their lives to God, praising Him. I just laid hands on them, and the blessing of the Almighty God was visible. Now, we wish also Brother Etienne Genton, when he makes the trip to Armenia, there the brothers are coming, also from the Iran. We have been there already, and God willing, I will travel there again. Brother Etienne Genton, take heartfelt greetings with you from all of us and examine whether it's possible that also there the equipment can be made so that all can witness the monthly meetings. This is really our main concern, that all, wherever, in whatever country they are, in whatever circumstances they are, that we take care of, that we may equip them so that they can hear the Word of God. Also this thought which our brother expressed, the gospel, the full gospel must be preached to all nations for a witness, and then the end shall come. Brothers and sisters, when did this take place? Of course, never before. 10 years ago, it was not possible yet, as it is possible today. I watched it. Brothers have in their hand, they have their iPhone, and they can hear the services which are held in Lagos or Abuja, wherever they are held. 26 nations were connecting. Although I preached in Africa, may God also bless our brother Miro, who participates in it, who takes care that all get the connection and all can tune in. It's really the last message, the last call. Ye, my people, come out and touch not the unclean thing. And ye shall be my sons and my daughters. And I will be your God. We have heard the message. We understood it. We came out from all denominations and churches, from various religions. We have come out and we placed ourselves upon the side of God. We agreed with God. And we will be part of the great multitude who then will play on the harps of God. Also all who are not talented with music, yet there they will play music. All the overcomers will be there with the Lord. Brothers and sisters, it will be worthwhile to believe the Lord, to receive His word. Now just a word in closing, addressed to all who would like to dedicate their lives to the Lord. Make use of this opportunity. And all who are not yet baptized, all who are not yet baptized by a single immersion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, please be baptized scripturally. There's only one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Not two Lords, not two baptisms, not two faiths. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. That's how it is written in Ephesians. And it remains like this. We know that there are many, many water baptisms were introduced. We don't bother about it. We don't care. We returned to God. May all do what they like. May they all believe what they like. Here we believe God. We believe His holy and precious word. And we respect the divine order which He established in the church. And before we hear the last call now, I would like to ask whether our choir can sing a song for the glory of our God. And then I ask today, Brother Noble Gill, to come to the front and to pray with us.
You can come right now and have a seat. Sind die Sänger bereit? Werden sie?
Are the singers ready? Will they sing a song for the glory of God? We're just grateful with all our hearts. Also for the singers, for the players, for all who contribute, that all over the world can be blessed. And we wish that we could sing in all the languages, but God understands all languages, and you can tune in with all your heart. Praise and thanks.
Just
Amen. Do you want to sing another one? Very nice. Tune all in. Tune in. Tell me, is it true? Is it true that Jesus Christ, our Savior, is still the same today? Yes, it is true. Yes, it is wonderful. As our Lord was yesterday, so He is today and forever. Throughout all eternity, He is the same. Oh Galilee, you happy country, did you recognize the day of your salvation? The eternal mighty word sounds forth from village to village. Yes, it is true and wonderful. Our Savior is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. The ruler of the world came into a weak body of flesh. He was anointed with power and with the Spirit to do what the Scripture says. Yes, it is true and so wonderful. Our Savior is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Today and forever.
also this word from Hebrews 13, verse 8. Brother Branham used hundreds of times, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did yesterday, this he does today. May we all believe and may we all expect it today that in the closing prayer the last ones will be added and that they receive by faith what the Lord prepared for us. May I ask, do we have someone who would like to be baptized? Then please raise your hand. Do we have a hand? 1, 2, 3. Right after the service, we will have the water baptism. And now we ask our beloved brother Noble Gill that he prays with us. The first fruit from Pakistan. Also there, 40 years have passed. He was a Bible teacher in a Bible school. He was inviting me to preach the word of the Lord. And God touched his heart and the hearts of thousands in Pakistan, an Islamic country. We had the greatest meetings and also the transmission via TV. And God willing, everything is in preparation now. On the second weekend in November, together with Brother Michael, we will again be in Pakistan. And this man who said, my grandfather has heard Brother Branham and has seen him. My grandfather, my grandpa. And when he heard that I also knew Brother Branham, then he opened his heart and he opened his station so that we can bring the word of the Lord there. May God bless our beloved Brother Michael. We truly had 8,000 people gathered in the city of Lahore, Pakistan, in an open-air stadium under the police protection. God really calls out from all people's tongues and nations. Is our brother Mashi also here, the son of our brother Janil Mashi? Where is Brother Victor Mashi? Yesterday I spoke to him. God bless you. And may God bless our brother from Pakistan who stands next to Brother Noble Gill.
Our Heavenly Father,
unser himmlischer Vater,
we are so glad here.
Wir sind so froh hier.
We wish to say like Peter.
Wir möchten wie Petrus sagen.
It's a wonderful atmosphere here.
Ist es nicht wunderbar hier
Let's
zu sein?
Let's make a three tent here.
Dass wir drei Zelte bauen.
So that we can live in this in such atmosphere.
Dass wir hier in dieser Herrlichkeit wohnen können.
My Lord,
mein Herr,
you have blessed all the people.
Du hast alle Menschen gesegnet.
And we are so grateful and thankful to you.
Wir sind so dankbar und ja dankbar dir gegenüber.
Send your Holy Ghost upon your people.
Möge dein Heiliger Geist
we
auf uns
kommen.
We are
always praying.
Und wir beten,
and we will be praying for this.
Und wir beten weiter dafür.
We need the last and the first rain at this time.
Dass wie es am Anfang geschah, auch jetzt geschieht. Und wir glauben daran.
Bless your people.
Segne dein Volk.
Bless your servant.
Segne deinen Knecht.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Im Namen Jesu Christi.
Amen.
Und wir beten, dass Gott
and we pray, God bless you. Now we give you all greetings, all, in all peoples, tongues, and nations, all who are here for a visit. Take greetings with you to Canada, to the USA, in all of Africa. May all be blessed from the riches of the grace of God. I hoped that the choir would sing another song. It's just so nice, also by the songs, to give glory to the Lord. In the songs, as in the Psalms, our Lord is glorified, and that what He has done for us is of course expressed in all these hymns. What is with a man who sang, I pray, I worship the power of love, which is manifested in Jesus. All these men of God who composed these songs, Fanny Crosby, when she composed her songs, she was blind. But she said, when I will be there, I will not only touch my Lord, I will see Him. Yes, all of us, we will see Him as He is. And in the resurrection, no trace will be there of sin, of sickness, of trouble. And the last tears our Lord and God will wipe away from our eyes, and in throughout all eternity we'll be together with Him. You all know, I don't like to speak about it, but I've seen the rapture. All were young, 17, 18 years old. All were young, all were dressed in white linen, shining, and we have been taken up. Not as a rocket, where we are carried like this, just wonderfully taken up. Brothers and sisters, all this will be reality as sure as we believe that what the Spirit is saying unto the churches, as sure as we hear it. So sure, by faith, we can testify. All who hear His voice now will hear His voice then, when He will return, taking us home. Very soon, oh how nice, we will be there. We will enter there with joy, as a German song goes. No sadness, nothing, just joy. Joy throughout all eternity. Today I would like to ask that my brother Helmut comes to the front now, that he prays with us. He also experienced the beginning with us. Also Brother Alfred Borg. From 1958, they have been part of it. Where is my brother Helmut? Most surely he will come. Just thanking him. Thanking from the bottom of his heart that God has laid everything in such a way. And I may say, the Lord has given grace. Also to all the missionary trips. Don't ask me how the contacts came to pass. Don't ask me. Just thank the Lord God who took care of it, that everything was there at the right time. Please pray with us, Brother Helmut. Almighty God, with all my heart, I thank You for the meetings at this weekend. Faithful God, I thank You with all my heart that we heard your word unadulterate. We heard your word as it is of a truth. And I thank you that you touched our hearts, that we can believe as the scripture says, and that we may know that you are standing to your word and you will fulfill it. I thank you for these blessings at this weekend. Amen. Let us say it once again. The grace of God, may it be with us all, with all, from the rising of the sun unto its setting, all over the earth. May all be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Remember me, remember us, in particular, for the next missionary trip, which will start on Thursday. That the Lord may give strength daily, so that His wonderful word can be carried and can be preached. Now, we ask Brother Gilbert to come to thank with us. And Brother Arben is most surely here to translate him. Yes. And we call those who want to be baptized also to the front right after. Our Heavenly Father, Almighty God, our gratefulness is very great this weekend. For you are giving us the opportunity to experience the Bible. We partook of the Lord's Supper. We had fellowship with your body. We had fellowship with your blood. And you have given us the understanding that the redemption is perfect by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we are very touched because you are speaking to us in a direct way. You have given your servant the opportunity that your counsel was fully preached to us. You made known unto us your counsel. And we see that all the others have their own programs. But you have revealed your counsel to us because we are your people. Lord, you have given us the assurance that the rapture is for us. And today, with the open Bible, you have admonished us that we should abide in Christ Jesus and that we have the assurance at your return to be part of it. And we believe it with all our hearts. You showed it to your servant, Lord. And everything what you said in your word is fulfilled before our eyes. We are very touched by these things, Lord. And we don't want to leave your way, Lord. We thank you so much for your blessings. And if we depart from this place, when we depart, we walk away satisfied and not hungry, because we don't have some kind of message here. Here is the true content of the message. And it was preached to us in a clear way. and everything is placed at the right, in the right way. We thank you that you ordained us to hear this word, and all who are joined via the internet with you are also joined with you. We believe that you are speaking to us, and we believe that your bride is making herself ready. Lord, be with your servant. You have given him this task worldwide. Lord, strengthen him, that this good news of your kingdom is preached to all the world, that it can be a witness for the nations. And we believe that you are fulfilling it now. Blessed and praised. We praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I may not forget to give heartfelt greetings from Brother Jean-Claude Biet from Brussels. And he's feeling much better. We wish him and to the whole house God's blessing. Then we give greetings to Portugal with Brother Oleg. We are very grateful to God. A man in Moldavia, he was born He grew up with the Russian language and Romanian language, and now he stays in Portugal. He is one of the brothers who carried the message there on the Azore Island, wherever it might be. May God bless our brother Oleg, whether in Spain, whether in Portugal, everywhere. Now, we ask all those who would like to be baptized, please come to the front. Is somebody else here? Please come now to the front. Perhaps we sing the chorus, "Just as I Am." Please come now to the front if you would like to be baptized scripturally. Amen. Amen. Come. Come all. Just as I am.
Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come.
Ye who have come to the front, you believe with all your heart in Jesus Christ, your Savior, that He had taken away and forgiven all your sins, and that you accept Him as your personal Savior. And our Lord and Savior, after the resurrection, He gave the great commission to go into all the nations to preach the gospel, and all who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Those who don't believe, where are they? Those who don't believe, they also are not baptized. Those who don't believe, they don't receive the gift of God. But those who believe with all their heart receive and obey. Faith and obedience belong together. And whoever believes scripturally is baptized biblically. And now Brother Miskis will pray with us. And perhaps he will say a few words. Faithful Father in heaven, our hearts are burning. Oh Lord, what a grace is given to us that we can sit at the feet of Jesus, hearing the wonderful words of love and salvation, the things which you prepared for us. We thank you, Lord. You strengthened us in the faith. You made us happy. You have given us new confidence. We may walk happily our street, singing songs to you out of gratefulness already here on this earth. And how wonderful it will be when we'll be gathered at your throne, playing with harps, praising you. Oh Lord, now we want to start already here. And now we thank you for our precious brothers and sisters who accepted you by faith as their personal Savior, who received the forgiveness of their sins and who now bear witness that they are your possession for time and for eternity. Bless them in a special way and lead them and guide them into all the truth. Bless also all those who have heard your word at this weekend all over the earth. And wherever there are troubles, wherever there are weaknesses and sickness, we bring everything to you. We lay everything before your throne of grace and we trust you. You made all damage well. You have conquered Satan. You have disarmed him and you made a show of him. And you are in us. And we have this victory through you. Please bless all. And bless also the missionary trip. Give grace and strength. And strengthen your servant. And help also me so that your people can hear the truth. So they are coming out from all confusion, making themselves ready for your return. Thanks be to you. All the worship, all the adoration, all the praise be to you in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we cannot close yet. We sing once again, Just As I Am. All who have some kind of trouble, all who have some kind of sickness or some disease, whatever. Also the young people, the youth, who would like to fully dedicate their lives to the Lord, please come spontaneously to the front and together we will pray. Come to the front, just as I am.
I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come.
Brothers and sisters, of that, what is happening today here, a photograph can be made of it, which we can show to the whole world, that the Spirit of God is still at work. And this photo can be made from the frontier. All the world shall come to know that we recognized the time and the hour, that we found grace in the sight of God. And as the singers have sung yesterday and today and forevermore, and as written in Hebrews 13, verse 8, and beloved brothers, sisters, tell me, was there ever a time in which Jesus Christ has revealed himself in such a way as in our time? Did he not do the same thing through the ministry of Brother Branham? Was it just a proclamation, or did God confirm the word? In every meeting he confirmed it. The same ministry repeated in our time. God uses vessels, tools, and as the songwriter sings, we are just vessels, holy master, but filled with your power. Ye who have come to the front, and all of us who we are in this building, and also worldwide, where we are gathered in the name of the Lord, we are coming to the Lord just as we are, because we believe that he has finished the work of redemption. You can walk from here with the full blessings from God. This weekend was worth it. Never repeat the fightings of the devil, but believe. Faith, Hebrews 11, faith has a confidence, faith has a certainty, an assurance. The faith which is anchored in the word is anchored in God, who has given all the promises. And now we pray and we believe together. Lord, Almighty God, you are present through your word, through your spirit, through the power of your blood. You have defeated Satan. You have redeemed us. You have healed. You have delivered. You have blessed. And we thank you with all our hearts and with all our souls for the victory of Calvary. Your victory is our victory. We thank you that we may believe today and that we may experience the same. Receive from God whatever you have asked him for. And please, brothers and sisters, tell me, whoever has come to the Lord, whether blind, whether lame, whether with leprosy, all were healed on the spot. Today, we are coming to him. Be healed on the spot by the power of the Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Blessed and praised be the Lord our God. All the lost ones are saved. All the sick are healed. And all the captives are set free. We thank you for the victory of Calvary. Hallelujah. And all the people say Amen. And we sing Amen, Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, you are the strong.
You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You shall be the first. and you shall be the last throughout all eternity. Hallelujah. You shall be the first, you shall be the last throughout all eternity. And right at the end, because we believe that God has fulfilled His word and that He has sent His prophet and that He has opened the seals, let us quickly raise our hands, just singing, "Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy." Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive all the glory, all the praise, all the worship. You alone are worthy. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on.